Most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Most people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. Abraham Lincoln was a very profound man in many ways. And when he made this statement, he was very aware of what's going on in the world and of what the people are suffering and experiencing and what they're enjoying and what they're not enjoying. And he realized that from his own life and his own experience that he's only as happy as he makes up his mind to be. And so every day, Mr. Lincoln would make up his mind to be a happy man. As the President of the United States, he had many responsibilities, and he didn't have all of the things that are today bordering upon the President's mind, but he has still the same general considerations. What is highest and best for the people? As he thought about these things, he always came back to himself. He always came back to his own attitude, and he realized that people are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. So he makes up his mind to be a happy man. Now, he didn't always look happy, but that's because someone wasn't drawing a picture of him at every moment of his life. They drew pictures of him at his more serious moments. And because they drew pictures of him at his more serious moments, they appeared to get the idea that he was a serious fellow. And he was serious insofar as he had integrity. He was serious insofar as he meant what he did. He worked with a purpose. He worked with a divine purpose. He worked to accomplish great and wonderful things for the nation that he loved. You and I have that same opportunity if we want it. We can work for the divine purpose of the nation that we love, the world that we live in, the place that we call home. Do you really like where you live? Do you really like the nation that you're living in? Do you really like the household you're living in, the community you're living in, the family you're living in? If you do, make up your mind that you're going to have the finest, most beautiful, most outstanding family that ever existed. Make up your mind to be so, and it is so. Now you say, if that were true, my goodness, wouldn't the world be in a better condition than it is? Well, yes, if that were true and people paid attention to it, but people don't pay attention to what it is that they have in their mind. They don't pay attention to the fact that they don't have in their mind that they want to be happy. They have in their mind that they want self-righteousness. They have in their mind that they want what they think is the highest and best for them, and they don't even know what is the highest and best for them. Who does? But if it's good, and if it's lovely, and if it's joyful, and if it's happy, you can be sure you're on the right track. If what you're doing is good for yourself and good for others, you can be sure you're on the right track. You can be sure that what you're doing is going to bring about happy results. Because the very fact that you think happy thoughts, you think desirable thoughts, you think the world is wonderful, the very idea that you think this is going to bring into your experience the idea that it is so. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for a life experience of happiness, of joy, of peace, of harmony, of right action, of abundance, of health, of friendship? Oh my goodness, aren't those wonderful things? And those are the things that you get when you make up your mind that you're going to be happy. Lincoln was so right. Most folks are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. Well, I make up my mind to be happy every day. I make up my mind to live in my own inner heart, in my own inner wisdom, in my own inner love. I make up my mind to say, I like me. I enjoy me. I enjoy the world that I live in. I think the world I live in is a fabulous world, a grand world, a wonderful world. And it is. For the last couple of days now, I've been deeply studying into podcasts and seeing how podcasts can be sent from me to the iTunes, where they can reach billions of people through their medium. And they will also have the opportunity to reach the mailing list of the Thought for Today people. And so the mailing list of the Thought for Today people will have information coming to them through the iTunes Purpose program, and they will be able to see videos. They'll be able to see all sorts of wonderful things with no limitations, with no slowdowns, with nothing. It'll be so fantastic. And I'm studying this. I'm learning how to do it. I'm learning what format to put it in. The WMA, which is natural for it, the MP3, which is ideal for everything, and which is the M4, which plays on everything. And once I place these things on the M4, hopefully, into iTunes, then everyone will be able to have it on their iPod, their iPad, their computers, everything that they want to listen to it, and it'll come through gloriously full-bodied, wonderful, powerful, joyful, significant, and I'll be a happy guy. Because I love to tell stories, I love to talk, I love to share the ideas of philosophy, the ideas of positive thinking, and I love to share them far and wide, wherever people might want to enjoy them. And as I share them far and wide, I find that if they come through beautifully, if they come through positively, if they come through joyfully, that's fantastic. And an occasional video would be kind of fun, too. To take a video as I'm talking, showing you the campus grounds and sharing with you how uplifting the campus grounds are and how uplifting the monastery here is to every person who walks into the monastery. They feel like they have walked into heaven, and indeed they have. Because this is what we have created here for ourselves. This is what we have created for whoever chooses to be a part of our program. If you choose to be a part of the program of happiness, then you're part of our program. If you are one of those people like Abraham Lincoln said, most folks are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. You are as happy as you make up your mind to be. Now, you don't have to make up your mind contrary to experiences or contrary to anything else. You make up your mind in harmony with what you think is a joyful, happy experience. And so as you are in harmony with what you think is a joyful, happy experience, that is what you experience. And that is what it's all about. And that is what I would love to have you enjoy every moment of your life as I am enjoying it every moment of my life. You must know, I love you. I love you. I love you.